So I can actually prove you that this method converged under some conditions to a stationary point. Well, the concept of stationarity requires differentiability, and indeed I can prove you convergent if f is differentiable. This sounds a bit funny, okay? I've been trying to convince you for an hour of the need of doing of developing algorithms with no derivatives. Okay? And now I'm saying you, okay, I prove your convergence and I suppose the function to be differentiable. Okay? There's no contradiction. Okay? I'm not using derivatives. Okay? I'm just telling you that if the function is differentiable, I can prove that this method, which does not exploit derivatives, converges. Okay? And then afterwards I will show you an example in which the function is not differentiable. Okay? And indeed, the algorithm doesn't work. Okay? Get trapped at some point. Okay? I will show you a case in which we will perform an infinite number of times this case. Okay? We will keep decreasing the radius up to zero. Okay? Clearly, convergence requires that we take delta there equal to zero. Okay? We generate an infinite sequence. So I need differentiability. I repeat for the two of you. There's no contradiction. I can prove you that this algorithm works if the function is differentiable, but I do not use the derivatives in the algorithms. Okay? If the function is differentiable, the algorithm works. Okay? And I also need you to add something more in the algorithm, just for notation. I mean, I'm not changing the algorithm. I need to take care to memorize the iterations at which the algorithm fails to find the better point. Okay. So the ones that I will be calling failing iterations. Okay. When I do not move away from the point, but I decrease the radius. Okay? So I take L as a counter of the number of iterations at which I fail. And here, when I fail, I will memorize xk, the point at which I fail to find the better one. And then I update it. Okay? So I'm not generating a different sequence. I'm considering a particular subsequence of xk. Okay? The subsequence made by the iteration at which I failed to find the better point. Okay? What is the reason why I'm doing this? Well, the reason is because I'm going to prove you, no, I'm not going to prove you, I'm going to tell you that we can prove that any cluster point of this sequence, ZL, is a stationary point. Okay? So, the result is the following. Suppose f is differentiable. Oh, well, since I will use this afterwards, I could also say it is continuously differentiable. On the full space. Okay? Suppose, moreover, the following thing. First thing that we suppose is this condition here of the compactness of the sublevel set. So we suppose that the sublevel set of F for the value F at x0 is compact. And then we suppose also that the gradient of F is what we already defined sometime as being Lipschitz. Okay? This means that if you take two any points x and y, the difference of the gradient at the two points is a vector whose node is less or equal than L times the node of x minus y for some constant L for any x and y. Okay. Being Lipschitz is a bit more than the gradient being continuous. Okay. As a consequence, you get that the gradient is a continuous function. Okay? Because as y goes to x, this goes to zero, and the gradient becomes the same. As a consequence of this, you have that if y goes to x, then the gradient of f at y converges to the gradient of f at x. That's why it says continuously differentiable, because derivatives are continuous. Well, if we have this, then any cluster form of the sequence ZL is a stationary point of F. So any cluster point, let's call it X star, where stationary point means that the gradient at the point is zero. Okay? Notice that to define stationarity, okay, we need that F to be differentiable. Okay. Otherwise, we don't know what it means. Without differentiability, we have the concept of minima and local minima. But we don't have any concept of stationarity. We know that if the function is convex, the two things are exactly the same. Okay. So, indeed, even if f is not differentiable, the first difficulty I have to overcome is the definition of stationarity. Okay? We lose it, and we are left just with minima. But as I will show you, if f is not differentiable, this method may fail. Okay? I'm not going to give you the proof. I just tell you a couple of things. First, that what is actually proved to prove this? To prove this, you will check that this limit is zero. As L goes to plus infinity, the limit of this norm is zero. And then by continuity, you get, as we already done many times, that cluster points are points at which the norm of the gradient is zero, and so the gradient is zero. Okay, but the proof gives you this, and this is the obvious consequence. Okay, it is enough to prove this. Second remark is the following. cluster points of this sequence exist. Why? Well, the sequence ZF is contained in the sublevel set we defined up there. Okay? Because all the sequence generated by the algorithm is there. If this is a compact set, as we are supposing there, we know that any sequence in a compact set has a cluster point. Okay? So at least one cluster point exists, and all cluster points are stationary points. When you run algorithms, this is theory, when you run algorithms, you don't care much about this. As I already told you many times, when you deal with algorithms, the whole sequence, you generally have the whole sequence to converge. Okay? And here, indeed, when we run examples, it's the whole sequence XK that converges. Okay? This is a gap, the usual gap between theory, what you can prove, and the actual behavior of algorithms. We can prove that the cluster points are stationary, but indeed in algorithm it's generally the whole sequence that converges. Okay? Another remark, to make the proof I use the compact D that we defined before, which is made by the canonical basis and their opposites. Okay? You can prove it with a bit more boring proof also for other kind of compasses. I mean, the relevant property is that every point in the space is a linear combination with non-negative coefficients of the elements of the compass. Okay? And indeed, for instance, you could also, when you run algorithms, you could also, for instance, take this, something like this as a compass. Also, you could also change your compass iteration by iteration. Okay? If the chain, if you change it in a, let's say, a reasonable way. Okay? I'm speaking very informally. Okay? It's not compulsory to use the same compass D at every iteration. Okay? You could also update the compass according to some rules. I mean, there are many methods, okay, variants of this idea. In one of the examples, I'll show you that using a larger compass gives a better result. You can imagine, if you have more points in the compass, you are doing a wider search, okay? You are checking more points, okay? So, it's time to show you some examples, and I will show you three of them. One is the Rosenbrock function, so we don't, you know it well. We used it many times also on Tuesday. And then I'll describe you two examples coming from location analysis. If you remember, one of the lectures I delivered with examples of unconstrained optimization, we made a few location analysis problems. Okay, we have a number of points, okay, and we need to locate, let's say, a facility. So you have a number of points, Q1, Q2, Q3, and so on, Qk in R2, and you want to locate a facility. You can imagine an hospital, a post office, a new service, okay? And somehow you want to put it in the best position, okay? One of the techniques was, let's say, minimize the distance from
You want it to be closer to as close as possible to all points. One technique is to minimize the sum of the distances. Okay? So one of the objective functions is the sum for I equal 1 to k of x minus 2k. Okay? This function, which is convex, is not differentiable when x is equal to qi for all i. Okay, we already discussed it. Another technique is, okay, you can minimize this, but it could be very close to a number of them and very far from a few others. Okay? Another technique is to minimize the maximum of these quantities. But since these quantities are all positive, you can also maximize their square. The maximum for I equal 1 to k. Okay? The value of the objective function at x is this maximum. Okay? And this was called the Chebyshev problem. Okay? Also, this function is not differentiable. Okay? So I will show you now Rosenbrock and these two location problems. Okay? And we will show that here that these are both non-smooth, these are both non-differentiable at some points. Here the method works well, here it may work bad. So I need to open the... Is it clear? I recommend it. La somma non è differenziabile perché tieni conto che la norma in R è il valore assoluto, ok? Il valore assoluto è una funzione fatta così. Sì. Sì, in quel caso l'abbiamo anche risolto esplicitamente, sì. Però io ho preso esattamente questi due i due problemi non sono equivalenti. Ok? Cioè se tu minimizzi questa somma, minimizzi i quadrati di questi elementi, non trovi lo stesso punto. Okay? Quell'altro lo abbiamo risolto esplicitamente con una formula perché si può calcolare il gradiente. Invece questo ha anche il problema di non essere differenziabile. Allora, vediamo che accende. Okay, it looks like I have a trouble here. Okay, questo non mi era mai successo. Il computer ha deciso che nella sua vita ha lavorato abbastanza. Il computer è un po' vecchiotto, però. Infatti lo uso solo per le lezioni, però non ne vuole sapere.
Il far bene a mano non è esattamente la stessa cosa.
Okay. Ha deciso di farci la grazia. Tanto mi anticipo un paio di cose, vi farò vedere la funzione di Rosenbrock. La prima cosa che noteremo è che quella soglia delta è molto critica. Okay? Funzioni di Rosenbrock ha delle curve di livello che sono molto sottili a forma di banana, se vi ricordate, e noi ci spostiamo lungo le coordinate. Farà spostamenti molto, molto piccoli e ci avrà un certo numero di fallimenti e quel valore delta e pk diventa piccolo molto presto. Ok? E quindi ci fermiamo con quel criterio lì e ci fermiamo lontani dalla soluzione. Ok, ora mi devi fare la grazia di installare tutte e tutte. E anche di far partire MATLAB io. Che funziona bene e qui vi farò vedere un caso in cui vi dimostro ora graficamente, ma potrei proprio dimostrare che non funziona, che non c'è verso se hai sfiga, non c'è verso che funzioni. Se vai a beccare in certi punti non funziona, punto. Ok, allora sembra che almeno a partire ce l'abbiamo fatta. Okay, so finally we are effective. So, first example I want to show you for this coordinate search method or compact method is the Rosenbrock function. Okay? Let's say we start from 0, 0. And we have to choose the initial radius for the compass. Let's say we choose, okay, 2 for instance. And now the tolerance, the threshold for the stopping criterion, let's say we choose 10 to the minus 3. Okay? Here it is, 0, 0 is already in the canyon. Okay. So now we will check point here, 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 and here. Okay. Since I chose a large radius, the first iterate will be failures. Okay. If I remember well, points at which it fails will be colored in red and the others in blue. Okay, so this is how it works. Is this going? Okay, maybe Okay, it stopped. Okay,
I can zoom a little bit.
So here you see the red iterates are the ones at which it fails. Here there will be many others below here. Okay. What you can notice is that we are pretty far from the solution. The solution is 1, 1. Okay? And we are here, what is it? 0.7, 0.6. Okay? So, since this stopping criterion has nothing to do with optimality, it's not an approximation of an optimality condition. Okay? The algorithm may stop very far from the solution. Okay. And this is an example. Okay.
I can keep zooming here, you start seeing a bit better the red points, which are the failure iterates. Okay. There are many. Same with here, I guess. This is the sequence of values. It stays fixed for a while and then goes down again and so on. Okay, until it gets small. Clearly, we can try to rerun the algorithm with a higher precision. So we start once again from 0, 0. Let's say we start with exactly the same steps, and then we take a much better tolerance, 10^-6. Okay. It will go much better. Okay. I won't wait till the end. It will take a few thousands of iterations. Okay. Because what it is doing is it is moving. Along very thin sub-level curves, and we are simply moving in this type of directions. Okay. If you remember, the algorithm which ran better generally for the Rosenberg function was the conjugate gradient, because it was taking memory of previous iteration and it was able to follow the curvature of the canyon. Okay. So here it makes a huge number of very small steps and a huge number of failures. I stop it. Sorry, Ctrl C. It had already done almost 1,000 iteration, and we are not really yet close to the point. But I can guarantee you that it's very slow, but in the end, with this tolerance, with this threshold, it goes pretty well. So, first information, this threshold is relevant. Okay? Sometimes you can be lucky and with a not very small tolerance you can do, otherwise you may need a very, very small tolerance, and it may take long. Then I'm showing you the methods on these location problems. Okay, let's do this first. Let's say, for instance, with 5 places, and I choose them to be, let's say, some sort of
some sort of
put that something like this with some point also out.
If I manage, because I'm so let's start, for instance, from 3-2, and let's start with a unitary step, and let's say the tolerance is 10 to the minus 3. Okay? I made a sum. Ok, oggi non è la mia giornata, eh? Eh sì, beh, questo ciò che ho fatto. Ok, I rerun it once again. So, five places, I give the coordinates of them. So, I copy. Initial step size, and then the tolerance, we say, 10 to the minus 3. Here it is. Okay.
So these are the 5 points. Okay. I computed the level, some level set for the objective function. It is non-smooth, but it looks pretty smooth. Okay. But it is non-smooth just at some points. The points at which it is not smooth for this five. Okay? Here you can see a bit of an angle. Okay?
And here it is.
We started from here. Here it goes up. Here it goes up. I don't know why it not went this way. Okay, it went here, so here, and then started going around a little bit, but it's pretty good result. Okay.
Now I want to show you the other case. Okay, and I will make on a much simpler
location problem. I will just take 2 points.
Okay. Let's say, so, it's the Chebyshev type problem. So we choose just 2 locations. Let's say the first one goes, is 2-2, and the other one is -1, -1. Okay? Oh, here I made a further request. I request the matrix of the compass. I mean the direction which compose the compass. So I will give the standard ones. The first E1, E2, minus E1, minus E2. Okay. Let's start from. This point, let's say we start with a unitary step and we ask for a tolerance done this way. Okay. First of all, you can see here much clearly that this is a non-smooth function. Okay. Here you can see a lot of angles. Okay. These are all points at which the function is not differentiable. and this corresponds to all points at which this maximum, okay, is given by, the two values are the same, okay? Here, if you take Q1 or QQ, at this point, the maximum is the same, okay? And so, it gives you non-differentiability and gives you this angle here, this non-smoothness here. Let's see if I choose the right initial point to show the example. Yeah, a little bit, okay?
Started from here, this is not good, this is not good, this is good, this is good, this is good, this is good, and then stops there. Okay?
Let's check it. What did it do? These are the points. It moved from 3-2 to 2-2 to 1-2, 0-2, minus 1, and then it stopped. And indeed, if you check the step size, they were all unitary, then then started to fade. When it got to minus 1, 2, the last point, when it got here, it started failing, okay? And it failed. That's it. Never managed to go on. Let's say maybe it's a trouble with precision, okay? With our tolerance. So let's do it once again. 2 places, coordinates of the first point 2-2, coordinates of the second point -1, -1. The same matrix for the compass, same starting point, same step, and now we increase the tolerance up to 10 to the minus 6. Okay? We go on until the radius is this small. Okay? Here it is. Let's put it here. Okay? The behavior is exactly the same. It stops here once again. Okay? I will not do it, but you could take 10 to the minus 9, 10 to the minus 12, 10 to the minus whatever. The behavior will always be that. Okay? What's the trouble? I draw you a picture. Well, you can see also on... better to wear it, I can try to do some zoom. Okay. The point is this one, the red one, and the compass is run this way. Okay? Let me try to zoom around this point. Okay?
These are the level curves. Okay? And as you go in this direction, the level curve corresponds to a lower value. Okay? Take the compass. The compass is this point, this point, this point, this point. Okay? You never go down. And it does not depend on the length. Okay? Because if you take the corresponding level set to that value, it is done this way. Okay? The points at which the function takes a value smaller than this are here. Okay? Are these ones. Okay? And there is no way that with our compass you can enter this area. Okay? To enter this area, you should check some directions on this way. Okay? No matter how small we take the length of the compass, its radius, you cannot enter it, because the directions are wrong. Okay? And it is no smoothness to give you this. Okay?
So, I think this is it. So we have seen a very simple method,
very simple to describe. Okay? Does not make use of derivatives. If the function is differentiable, we have also some convergence result. If the function is not differentiable, you may encounter these kinds of troubles. Okay?
And indeed, the function here is non-differentiable along all this line.
What is this line? This line is, okay, you have the 2 points, okay? It's the orthogonal line to the midpoint of the segment, okay? All the points at which the distances are the same, okay? At all those points, the function is non-differentiable, and if you end up in one of those points, with this compass, you do not move, okay? Clearly, well, we can make it. Let me change the compass. And then we are done. Let me just add... Oh, I made a mistake. Let me just add one minus one to the compass, okay? So our compass now is done by before we had plus this one, okay?
And we start from the same point, and we give, now let's go to 10 to the minus 6. Here it is.
The method works pretty well, okay? Because in the compass you have the right directions, okay? If functions are smooth, it's like this situation is moving up, this situation cannot happen, okay? But if the function is not smooth, it depends on how non-smoothness relates to the compass, okay? So, that's it. If you have a question, curiosity? Okay, so we stop here. And next week you will start a set of lectures with Professor Bevilacqua on least squared problems. Okay? We'll see least squares with Professor Bevilacqua, and then I will give you, he will show you the linear case, and then I will show you the non-linear case.